Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of you today. Welcome. Glad you're with me on my podcast. I'm in John chapter 2, just working my way left to right through this powerful gospel. It's always been one of my favorite. It is my favorite gospel. If I had to choose one of the four to read forever, I would read John. I love the prose. I love the way he tells the stories. I love the stuff he includes that no other gospel includes. And I love to see Jesus as God in this book, the man God, the God man, just walking about and doing all of these amazing and wonderful things that he is doing. I'm at the part of the cleansing of the temple. We really dealt with that in detail yesterday. So I want to deal a little bit with where they know he's quoting script, or they quote scripture because of what he's just done. They quote from the 69th Psalm, the 9th verse, zeal for your house has eaten me up. And so they knew that if he claimed to be the Messiah, this would be a verse that would confirm what he was doing by clearing the temple out of the money changers. But then they ask him for a sign for what he's doing, and it seems like he goes in a different direction, because in verse 19 he says, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. Now it makes sense that they thought he was referring to the temple he's standing in, because that's the most obvious thing. And I believe that in the scriptures, the safest exegetical answer is always the easiest one to arrive at. Okay? Rather than come up with 15 possibilities of what Jesus meant, it's always best to put yourself in that setting and figure he was giving the easiest answer. If his answer was deeper than meets the eye, the author always tells you. Okay? For example, in Matthew 24, when Jesus says, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Well, we've got entire books and commentaries written on this generation being not the people standing in front of him, not the generation that he's talking to right there, but a generation way down the road, 2,000 years out in the future. And yet we got to make all that stuff up, because the most obvious answer makes the least sense to us. The most obvious answer is the generation standing in front of me, you're not all going to die until you see these things fulfilled. And if we go study history, that's exactly what happened. But if the most obvious answer is the wrong one, the author always explains it. So as Jesus is standing in the temple in John 2 and says, destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up. The most obvious thing he's talking about is, destroy this literal temple that I just cleared out, and in 3 days I'm going to raise that temple back up. But verse 20, the Jews said, it took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? Now listen to the author. But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Now the author threw that in because he wanted you to know that in this situation, Jesus was not referring to the most obvious answer. He was referring to the temple of his body. Verse 22, therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. So it took the resurrection for the disciples to even understand this. It also took the resurrection for the disciples to really believe he was going to raise from the dead. Their faith did not bring him out of the tomb. The Father brought him out of the tomb. Their faith was confirmed when he came out of the tomb. That's when they began to believe, according to this text. It wasn't that they believed in front of it. And I just got to throw this in as something. If we stay in John long enough, I'll get to this again, but at my pace, it'll be months. You know, God moving in your presence is not a stamp of approval on your doctrine. Some of us think that if we got the doctrine just right, God would be forced to move. The reality is God moves because he loves you. He doesn't move because you earned it. He doesn't move because you paid that price. He doesn't move because you preach it right. The disciples were constantly seeing the works of Jesus, and yet many times they didn't believe till after they saw. And if we did that in a church today, we would say, well, then God's never going to move at all. Remember when Mary sees Jesus outside the garden on resurrection morning, she thinks he's a gardener. And she says, can you show me his body where they've taken him so that I may go bless it? She doesn't even think he's resurrected, and yet Jesus reveals himself to her. So you don't have to have perfect doctrine to receive revelation. Just let your heart be open and let your faith grow as he reveals his wonderful truths to you. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.